Cyndi Lauper's recent transformation from pop diva to blues maven was inspired by her lifelong admiration for the early blues pioneers, including one of the earliest of them all, Ma Rainey. Lauper dedicated the album to Rainey, whose influence on younger singers earned her the title Mother of the Blues. Lauper's love for jazz and blues began after hearing records by Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday. Growing up in Queens, New York, she also listened to the Beatles and Janis Joplin. One of her first groups was a duo called Blue Angel, described as a cross between rockabilly and new wave. Having only limited success with Blue Angel, she launched a solo singing career, and in 1984, released one of the best-selling albums of the decade, She's So Unusual. The album produced four top five singles, including Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and earned her a Grammy Award for Best New Artist. Lauper has shifted musical directions over the years, alternating between acoustic and electronic rock, dance, and pop standards. With Memphis Blues, she says, "The blues is the basis of everything you sing your whole entire life."
I went to the crossroads.
Cyndi Lauper, teaming up with guitarist Johnny Lang, performs a chilling rendition of the Robert Johnson classic, Crossroads. Also featured on the album are blues and soul greats B.B. King, Alan Toussaint, Charlie Musselwhite, and Ann Peebles. Lauper is currently promoting her latest outing with a national radio appearance and upcoming concerts in North Carolina, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Connecticut. From Memphis Blues, Cyndi Lauper sings Don Robey's Don't Cry No More. I'm Doug Levine.
Don't cry no more. Wipe away your tears. Don't cry no more, baby. Wipe away your tears. And you know, oh, I know that your love is real.
Your love is